Alan Morales. Yes,
that reference brought to you by 1971.
Clint Eastwood, baby.
So, Ireland, how was the big break? How was the big vacation? What did you do? I'm sure it was you did a bunch of rich guy stuff. What'd you do?
I did do a bunch of rich guy stuff at the beginning of the trip.
Okay.
I went to Park City and basically goofed around in the mountains for 3 days at a really fancy place. And then I went to a wedding on a ranch in Colorado that could not have been more fun.
Wow.
But I learned a whole bunch of stuff about traveling that I'm curious. I know we got a lot to get to.
We'll get to the NBA playoffs. We'll get to the Clippers, all that stuff.
Okay, so for example, I found this unbelievable deal. I had three one-way flights. All right. So the first one was LAX to Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Then I drove to Park City from there. By the way, Lindsay, you were 100% right about Turo. That is like the greatest thing ever.
Explain it, because not everybody knows what it is.
So rental cars in this country, I don't even know if you know this, Mace, because you're going on a trip next month, I think.
Yeah.
But if you need to rent a car, start looking now. Because when the pandemic hit, nobody was renting cars. The business was crippled. So all the rental car companies sold all their inventory. So now that people are starting to travel again, they're getting their inventory back.
Right.
But they are charging an insane amount of money to rent a car if you can get one. So, for example, when I first looked into renting a car in Salt Lake City, it was $128 a day. Then they tacked $100 in fees on.
Wow.
So I was looking at $228 a day to rent
a
car.
That's crazy.
And then so somebody turned me on to Turo, which I'd never heard of, but Lindsay had used, in which you basically rent someone else's car while you're in town.
Yeah, it's like the Airbnb for cars.
Correct. So we ended up renting a Land Rover for $70 a day.
Fancy.
And it was great.
Nice.
2017 Land Rover, great. So but here's the thing. So I looked into flights, and I found these unbelievable prices on flights. Like, from LAX to Denver, like $110.
Wow.
And I'm like, wait, you got to be kidding me. This is unbelievable. So I booked the flights, and here's what I didn't know. Man, do they get you on the back end now when you air travel. If you want a specific seat, okay, so if you want to reserve a seat so you're not stuck in the very back of the plane, you can do it. But it's $40 a pop. So that's an additional 80.
Got it.
You're checking a bag, $40 a bag. Whew. Frontier, this airline, which I never fly but had these great deals.
I think you have to pedal. Don't you have to pedal on that one?
And you get a bike seat, and you got to wear a bike helmet. But so Frontier, think about this now, wants to charge you for carry-ons. So they get
you. You didn't know this? Wait, you didn't know this?
That is outrageous.
Lindsay, I've never heard of being charged for a carry-on.
Me either, ever.
Well, that's what those budget airlines do. And they nickel and dime you so bad that it actually ends up probably,
correct,
in most cases, costing more money than just going with like Southwest or whatever.
Correct. That's my public service announcement to everybody out there that tries to do what I did.
Yeah.
And find an unbelievable flight. They get you on the bag. Like Southwest, I think, is the only airline that doesn't charge for bags, right, Lindsay?
They're the friendly.
Yeah, they're too free. Yep, okay. And they are the friendly.
Although they got rid of alcohol. Anybody rowdy on your flight?
Me.
There's been all kinds of like bad incidents on planes. People losing it. I haven't been a plane in years. I'm
by the way,
have fun.
Mace, on Frontier.
Yep.
The seats don't recline.
Oh.
And which Lisa had no problem with because she said she didn't want some guy ending up in her lap. But no food or beverage service because they blame it on COVID.
Right.
So they say, we're not bringing you in.
So you're kind of like Jack in Titanic. You're in steerage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But once we got there, it was fantastic. Now, here's the thing you guys all got to do if you haven't done it already.
Okay.
And I want to admit in advance, I don't know what it cost.
Okay.
Lisa got it as a perk for having an American Express card.
Got it.
Are you guys signed up for Clear?
Yes.
Man, is
it's
that
the
awesome.
Best thing ever. It is so great.
No, you are kidding, Lindsay. It is the best thing ever.
We so
get
worth
to the
it.
Airport, and because you know all the kids are out of school,
yep.
So everybody's flying, and the airports are packed again. By the way, they're jammed. We didn't have any empty seats on any of our three flights.
We're all free,
right? But this Clear thing, I walk out. You know, I'd never used it before. Lisa uses it all the time.
Yep.
And Lisa makes fun of me because I always say, well, I don't know about these things because I always fly private. And she goes, that is the most.
Oh, that is that, so
that is
snooty.
The most obnoxious thing you can say to another
don't
person.
Don't ever say that
never
again.
Never say that out loud again. And so now 2 minutes into the show, I said it. So, but this clear, the airport, the line is probably 20 minutes long to go through security.
Right, right.
Lisa goes, come on. And you know, last year she made me go sign up for it, and they check your eyes, and so your eyes are in the system.
Yep.
And you look.
You don't have to touch anything. You literally just walk up to a computer and just scan your eyeballs.
And then Lindsay, they take you. Some you basically have an escort. And
yeah, it's like your VIP.
They walk you right past the line, right into the front of the where the you know you put your security.
It's crazy.
And you're done.
And you're like, haha, suckers.
Right.
And walk past
I almost
everybody.
Felt- Mace, I almost felt a little guilty, like I was going to get a, like I still might this week. Somebody saw it and they're going to call the show, going,
"No,
you pompous ass, don't you know who I am? Who are you cutting in front of the line?" It was all just this clear thing. Anybody can do it.
Yeah, and it's you know you shouldn't feel bad about it. I mean, you took the time.
Oh, I don't.
To do
I got
it.
Over it very quickly.
Wait, you know what?
Sure
you know what they're doing with clear, you guys? They're actually using it in stadiums, so they're gonna have clear entrances at different stadiums, so you don't have to wait in those crazy lines to get in, and you don't have to
Mace,
get your bag
those
checked.
Lines at the Coliseum to get into USC.
Oh yeah,
games?
Of course.
Oh, Lindsay, is that true? They're gonna start doing it at sports stadiums?
Yeah, yeah. They already have affiliations with all. I mean, I know that they do with SoFi Stadium. I don't know like when they're gonna start
Mace,
implementing
you
it.
You gotta get on that, man.
Oh
you
yeah,
gotta get in the clear line. But
yeah,
but,
for no question.
Overall, spectacular trip. Glad to be back.
Do you golf? Mean,
I did not take a club nor pick up a club
for
an entire week.
That's crazy. Well, sadly, I did pick up a club last week.
I'm playing tomorrow.
Let me tell you how bad I am, John. I was at the driving range yesterday. And so I have my – I think I was hitting a 5-iron.
That's a hard club to hit.
Hard club to hit. So hit the 5-iron, and I hit it off the heel of the club. So it bounces directly into the – side of the stall behind me.
Okay.
And bounces to the other side.
It
bounces to the other.
It
basically bounced four times. Hit nobody. The only person in danger was me. It was going to. It was bouncing back and forth. I thought, I'm going to get it with my own shot.
Sooner or later, you're going to hit somebody, and you're going to feel terrible. This one girl hit me once, and she hit me so hard that the dimples of the ball made an impression on my skin.
Oh, wow.
So it looked like a tattoo.
Yeah.
And she could not apologize enough. I'm like, every golfer has done this. Don't worry about it.
Well, don't
every
worry. If somebody's on a green, they are completely safe for me. I am friggin' horrible.
Well,
I
got to
bargain
time.
For more strokes.
No, our match is in September, so you have plenty of time.
Yeah. Derek Allen gets very frustrated with me, my golf coach at Rancho. I'll be back out there again today.
Good. You're sticking with it.
So let's see. Where do we even start
okay,
with this?
Well, I want to. I have some bad news for you.
Oh
hey,
no!
You want to just start with that and get it out of the way?
Sure.
I know the Suns won yesterday.
Yeah.
But if Chris Paul doesn't come back, the Clippers are going to win that series
no
and
way.
Go to the finals.
No way. In fact, Vegas has Phoenix as a -450 favorite. Pretty heavy favorite.
Right, but here's the problem. How close was that game yesterday? They didn't have Kawhi, and Devin Booker played the best game of his life.
Correct.
And I know Ty Lue a little bit. He's going to make adjustments. They're not going to let Booker go off in game two. Now, if Chris Paul comes back, it's a completely different series.
And we don't know the status. Now, Kawhi's definitely gone,
no,
right?
No, not definite, but they've made no announcements. The people I'm talking to say they would be shocked if he played.
Like yeah, Momo says she heard the letters ACL.
Right, and if so, I think it's unlikely he comes back. I don't think the Clippers will ever admit it because they want the Suns to prepare.
Yeah, sure,
for
make
the
him play poker. Sure,
and you know the COVID rules are very strict, so nobody can say anything. But Chris Haynes, Lindsay, where does he write? The Athletic.
He's at Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo Sports. Okay, Chris. I know he works for TNT. Chris is reporting. I read a story that Chris wrote last night that said. Chris Paul tested positive. This is just Chris Haynes. This is not me reporting it. It's Haynes. Tested positive for COVID and that he has never had symptoms and that he's recovering in L.A. and expects to be back soon, maybe even in time for the game tomorrow night.
Did he say he got the vaccine? Or didn't get the vaccine.
He said he did get vaccinated.
Did get vaccinated.
That's what Chris said.
Because that can't happen. That can't happen.
Right. So I think it's bad luck.
It happened to Bill Maher. He got the vaccine and then tested positive.
And no symptoms.
No symptoms, yeah.
But I'm telling you, Mace, if you go back and watch that game, the Clippers came within – they were within two final seconds when, of all people, Rondo, who's really smart, had a brain cramp and let Devin Booker get open for that dunk.
Yep.
And that kind of sealed the game. But the Clippers are playing really well, and Terrence Mann is a rising star, man.
Yeah, this he's basically the guy that took over for Kawhi for all intents and purposes in that lineup.
And so I know you hate the Clippers, but I'm here to tell you, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't hate either one of those teams. I'm just watching it because I'm a
good
fan.
Then there's some balance, because I got a memo last week from the powers that be that say be nicer to the Clippers.
Well,
so
Here's what I will say. The reason I'm a little biased here because I really like their announcers. I like Brian Seaman and I like Noah Eagle. I think those guys are really good dudes.
Sure. Yeah, I have nothing against them.
I'd love to see those guys get to call finals and, you know, get to do what I did. But on the other hand, if you read up on Monty Williams, the coach of the Suns.
Yeah, he said it unbelievable.
It's a great story. Yeah. Love to see Monty get back there. Devin Booker has a special needs sister who he has, like, taken all the way through life. There's a bunch of great reasons to root for
both. It would be cool to see Chris Paul in the finals.
Right. He's probably Mace the best player right now in the NBA who's never been to the finals. You know, in golf, they have that thing, best player never win a major.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is probably the best player never to have gone to a finals that's in the league right now.
Right, right.
So, and maybe you could make the argument, maybe best player to never go to a finals ever, but for sure of the guys playing right now. So it'd be fun. But here's how I read this series. If the Clippers get Kawhi back, which I think is unlikely, I think they win the series. If Chris Paul doesn't come back soon, I think they win the series. And I don't think they're out of it. One guy who has totally redone his image is Paul George.
Paul George, you
and I included, used to hammer him. But let me get back to you mentioned we all got a memo last week, be nicer to the Clippers.
Yeah.
I think, and again, I've got friends that work for the Clippers. I have nothing against them. I personally, my personal opinion is, as a lifetime Laker fan and somebody that has worked for both teams, I don't think you'll ever get Laker fans to root for the Clippers. I just don't think you will. Ty Lue, who I love and who played for the Lakers, won a couple of rings for us, said, I heard last week, I don't know if you guys played it.
I think we have that. Do we have that?
Jorge where he talks about if the Lakers are out of it, that everyone in L.A. should root for the Clippers because you got it. Okay, play that clip.
I know the Lakers are out, and there's a lot of Laker fans here. But once the Lakers are gone, if we're not playing the Lakers, you should be cheering for the Clippers. And that's just how I feel because it's all one city. And I can just feel the love, and you know, I'm just very happy and proud of our guys.
All right, so let me say this, Mace. I love Ty.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the guys I'm rooting
for. Cool guy,
for
former Laker, obviously.
Yeah, great guy. I think what he's asking is unrealistic.
Me too.
And we could take some calls on this if you want. But
yeah, 877-710-ESPN. Anytime during the show you can jump in. 877-710-ESPN.
I don't think that true diehard Laker fans can make that conversion. I think Ty is asking for something that is not possible.
What do you think just the average person who doesn't follow basketball? Do you think
they
care, or are they just like, go L.A.?
If you weren't a basketball fan, I could see you asking, you know, we get the games in our city.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't know all the history, if you didn't know the legacy, if you didn't know the, you know, all the stuff that's gone on, you might say, oh, well, I'm for the L.A. team. Go L.A.
Right.
It's just not that.
It isn't. As a matter of fact, Mace, what happens when you go to a Dodger game and they put one of the Clippers on the Jumbotron?
Boo!
Yeah, for no reason. I mean, there's no reason to boo the Clippers. I mean, Chris Paul is a really good dude. There's no reason to boo Chris Paul. Not just a little. You know, they boo him like he's playing for the Astros.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I was at a Kings game a couple years ago, and they put somebody on the scoreboard and they asked him, you know, they did that rapid fire question thing, one of the players, and they're like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite team? And the favorite team was Clippers, and the boos just rained down.
Right. So I think that it's actually different than Dodgers Angels. I think if you ask Dodger fans what they think of the Angels, they might say, who?
Yeah.
They don't really
care. It's kind of indifference.
If you ask Laker fans what they think of the Clippers, they boo. you know, for whatever reason.
So, I want to throw Momo's theory on this at you coming up next. Plus, okay. Plus, John, it is a special day that you will almost certainly celebrate.
Really?
It's National Something Day.
Okay.
I will tell you what that is coming up next. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, he's right, Mace. I people are reacting to my airline story about me. Here's from Julio. Thank you, Julio, for listening. I never fly on budget airlines for all the reasons Ireland mentioned. Just pay more and no surprises. I'm with you, Julio. Next time, I'm just sticking with Southwest.
Yeah, stick with. You can never go wrong with Southwest. Never go wrong. So, John, I guess the phone lines are low. I wanted to bounce this off you first of all today. Is National Selfie Day.
Are you
it
kidding?
It is your favorite day of the year.
Me. Anymore, me.
It's not just me. I mean, people actually invented a stick so they could take selfies.
Oh,
it's not just
I told
not
this
me.
Story. So last year at a Dodger game, I got really good seats. I got them from Time Warner.
Yep.
So, they basically, because of their deal with the Dodgers, I was right behind home plate. I was in really good seats. There were four cute girls sitting in front of it. It was me, Lisa, Jack, and somebody else.
Yeah.
And there are four girls in their 20s. The girls all look like Lindsay. They're cute. They're young. They're all on their phones the whole time. And I'm not kidding. Every inning, every half inning, they were in search of the perfect selfie.
Yeah.
I think they each took 100 photos.
Well, a lot of those people take 100 to get one good one.
Right. Yeah, that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, crazy.
Now, you
crazy.
Seem to me like a selfie guy.
I do take selfies. I try to get one to take the picture when possible,
yeah,
but I will occasionally
to
do
take
a selfie. Lindsay, are you a big selfie person? I'm trying to think if your Instagram, @LindsayBaseball, has any selfies.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for mentioning my Instagram.
That's the least I could do.
I'm not like a huge selfie taker, but I mean, I guess I don't know. I like to use the timer a lot. Like when I was in Hawaii, we used the timer a lot.
Yeah.
Like the self timer, just because I don't like when other people take pictures because most of the time they suck at it. Let's be honest.
Yeah. No, people are bad at it. People are bad at it. Jorge, are you a big selfie guy?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'm looking through my photo, you know, your photos in your phone.
Yep.
I cannot find a selfie.
Oh, I found a bunch. I'll be honest. I found a bunch of them. Hey, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ramon and Chino. Ramon, you're on 710 ESPN. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Longtime listener. Before I get to the point, I just had to say I was one of the fifth row
Friday winners
a couple years ago.
No kidding, Ramon. Wow.
Loved it. My dad, I took him. It was the best. It was the best thing ever.
Oh, that's nice, man. Anyways, that's nice to hear.
About the Lakers and Clippers, it's not that we hate the Clippers. It's that the fans are so insufferable, they make you hate the Clippers.
So give us an example of give us an example of how Clipper fans are insufferable.
They won't let it go. They think that because they've been better than the Lakers before we got LeBron and everybody.
Yep.
For those few years that they own LA or something now, and they didn't win anything. It's one
Correct.
Thing to, you know, like we hate Boston fans too. We hate the Patriots. We hate the Celtics. But at least they have something to brag about.
Right. I don't understand. I know what you're saying.
Thanks, Ramon.
Thank you for the phone call. Matter of fact, let's go to Ray in Hawthorne. Hey, Ray, on line three.
My old neighborhood, Jorge. Hawthorne.
Ray, you're on 710 ESPN. Ray, do you agree with me that I love Ty, Ray. I love Ty Lue. He's a great guy. I don't think I think what he's asking for is just never going to happen. I don't think Laker fans, even though the Lakers are out, I don't think they can root for the Clippers. What do you think?
I agree 100%. I have been a Laker fan for 30 years since I was in diapers pretty much at this point.
and there's no way I could root for the Clippers because of that same thing. The same last caller said that own LA. You guys haven't won anything yet. How can you own
okay,
LA?
Ray?
You know
Ray,
what I mean?
Ray, I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you what's known as this is a sports Sophie's choice. The impossible answer. Okay. It's Clippers. All right. It's Clippers Celtics in the finals. Ray, who do you root for?
Oh my God! Can I not watch the finals at all?
You can, but you can. If you're a basketball fan, like Mason and I are going to watch them. We're basketball fans.
Yeah.
You're okay. I'll make it even harder, Ray. You're trying not to root for either one. Which one do you end up rooting for? Where does your heart start pulling for if it was Clippers Celtics?
I would root for Jason Tatum. Let's just say that.
There you go.
I got love for Jason Tatum. He's a great player. So, but he's the only that doesn't have a root for. So that's
a good answer.
Thanks, Ray.
I will steal a page from the late great Dr. Buss, who I consider to be the greatest owner in the history of sports. His motto in situations like this was anybody but the Celtics.
Yeah, and I agree.
Anybody but the Celtics. So I would.
Because we are keeping track, right? 17's a big number. We won 18.
It would be hard, but I would root for the Clippers in that scenario. But since the Celtics are out, and Ty, you know, when that clip we played in the last segment where Ty said, hey, if the Lakers are out, you should root for us.
Hey, golly gee, it's L.A. Root for LA.
Because we're all in the same city.
Yeah.
I know he's trying to endear the Clippers to the fans. I think it's an impossible ask. I don't think Laker fans can make that leap.
Golly, Laker fans, root for us.
Let's go to Antoine on line two. Hey, Antoine, if you're a Laker fan, can you even do what Ty Lue is asking, even though he's a former Laker?
Listen here, guys. I want to know what dispensary Ty Lue is getting his weed from. It must be some really strong, sticky icky to think Lakers fans are going to ever root for the Clippers in the playoffs just because we're in the same city. Just tell me the location. I just want to know. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But Antoine, I know. See, that's why I thought years ago the Clippers should have moved to Seattle. They would have owned it. You know, they just went.
Oh,
but now that they're here, they are fighting for a very small piece of the pie, Mace. You know how?
Yes, they are.
You know, when you open a new business, you just say it's a niche business. The Clippers are really a niche team.
They're very nichey.
I don't. Here's the thing. Here's the difference between me and you. I don't hate the niche. I don't. I have nothing against Clipper fans, and like I said, I've got friends over there who I'd like to see get a really deep run in the playoffs. But I'm not the typical Laker fan in this scenario.
Right.
The fans I talk to every day aren't making that leap.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Actually, I'll ask you about this guy. I didn't get to the Ramona theory, but I'll ask it to you coming up next because it's interesting and turned it on its head and made me think about it. We'll do that coming up. Plus, it is the Wheel of Questions that we will spin next.
I missed the Wheel of Questions.
I have no idea what's going to come up.
No
clue what's going to come up on the wheel, but we will officially spin it next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me get this straight. That was Cheeto Feeding Monkey Lady?
Yeah.
Lindsay, I don't remember that story. Why did she give the monkeys Cheetos?
The lady that jumped over the monkey enclosure.
Oh, right. She went into the enclosure.
Yeah.
And then lost her job.
Surprisingly, lost her job. Despite what I'm sure was a totally sound mind as she was jumping into the monkey pen.
Sounds like our kind of go. So what was Ramona's theory about all this?
Okay, yeah. Before we spin the wild card.
It was an excellent monkey impersonation, whoever that was.
She says that the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference.
I disagree.
Do you? See, I disagreed too. I think the opposite of love is hate.
I agree.
Lindsay, explain how that's true.
Because love is all of the feelings, and indifference is none of the feelings.
But hate is, I can't stand you, and you make me sick.
But you're using energy and time, like you're still wasting your energy
But Mace, I'm glad you brought this up because this is what we were talking about before. Lindsay, if indifference was the feeling of most Laker fans, then when Chris Paul showed up on the Jumbotron at Dodger Stadium, they wouldn't boo him. They would just do nothing. They would, you know, they'd say, hold my beer. I don't care about that guy.
Right.
Sure,
but they actively boo him. They boo Kawhi if they put Kawhi on the Jumbo at Dodger games.
But don't you think it would tick him off a lot more or it would be more of a statement if there was silence, if no one said anything instead
if they were just ignored.
Like if they had a finals game and nobody showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. I think there are enough Clipper fans in LA that will carry the day.
Okay, here we go. It's time to spin the wheel of questions. Jorge, you ready? I have no idea what's going to come up.
Some WD-40.
Here is, ooh, this one's interesting. Okay. On an airplane, you're talking pleasantly to a stranger who is of average appearance. Unexpectedly, the person offers you $10,000 for one night of sex. Knowing that there is no danger and that the payment is certain and no one will find out, would you accept the offer?
Now, are all the other things that we know about me true? Like, am I married to Lisa?
Yeah, everything else is, well, yeah, let's, sure, it's $10,000. Okay. Let's take Lisa out of the equation. Let's just say it's...
Am I single?
So it's single John Ireland. 10 grand.
Two words.
Let's say you're in my shoes.
Yeah, okay. Two words if it's single John Ireland for 10 grand. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, what do I got to lose?
With Lisa, it would be a no, right?
What, Lindsay, what are your four words?
I'm worth way more.
Oh. Lindsay would be negotiating. Negotiating.
Although,
I like that.
Okay, so Lindsay, I read about something today, and I thought about you, because you're the only woman I know that has an OnlyFans page. Okay? So Barstool had a story today. They tweeted out a story today about an Instagram model. She's super attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And she has an OnlyFans page. And so she was being criticized the first couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. She put it up on like June 7th. She's being criticized first couple of weeks because the only pictures she was putting on OnlyFans were the same pictures that she put on her IG.
Right.
So you weren't
on her
getting...
public Instagram?
Yeah. So her name.
Well, then that's on the people that subscribe.
No, okay. But listen,
stick with me.
Stick with me here. Okay. So this girl's name is Karina Kopf. K-O-P-F.
Okay.
I think that's how you pronounce that. All right. She's super hot. All right. So she had she has 5 million Instagram followers. And so then she started her OnlyFans page and she decided to put up one topless picture because she was catching all this grief from these people.
Right.
Since she put up the topless picture, she says she's made $165,000.
No.
I'm going to send you guys, I'm going to email all three of you guys this story so you can see what I'm talking about. Now, Lindsay, if, and you know me about stuff like this, I pass no judgment on whatever you want to do.
I'm all for
empowering women. If you put just one topless picture on your OnlyFans, it would get you $165,000. Would you consider doing it?
Yes, I would if I would not get fired over it. Because
now, that's a great point.
That's
we
a good
work,
point.
We work for Disney. Would you?
But get... I mean, it is. I don't know because it's a
you're of the belief that it's my Instagram, it's my OnlyFans.
She's right.
And it says on there it has no affiliation with my employer. But me being the way I am, I would definitely. I would definitely look into the ramifications first.
Okay, and well, the thing I thought about you was, too, is you have a young nephew who you're very close to and looks up to you. So I thought that might give you pause. Does that enter into it?
Not really.
Nah, he's not going to subscribe to an OnlyFans.
No, I had this conversation with my brother when he was in town because I was telling him about my OnlyFans. And he's like, hey, and I was like, don't worry. Like, it's nothing like, you know, weird or gross or racy or anything. And he's like, hey, do whatever you got to do, man. Whatever you got to do. Do what you do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm all for body positive. If you want to put up a picture of you topless, good for you. Good for you.
All right. Now, part of it, I just emailed all three of you guys this picture.
Yep.
Part of this is this girl is, she said she's an Instagram model, but she could probably be a regular model. She's super hot. So obviously that contributes to what's going on. And when people said, I can't believe you caved in and did this topless photo. And she said, look, I don't care what you guys think. I made 165 grand on one picture.
Yeah, know, that's insane.
It made me think of that's hard. I think this is the same. Like, we live in Los Angeles. This is the hard thing for actresses. Like, how far are you willing to go to get a part? Like, maybe you interview a lot
for
of
your. That's wait a minute. Are you talking about casting couch or are you talking about nudity?
No, I'm talking about casting couch, but it's the same principle. Like, for example, you interview a lot of actresses on the Culture Pop podcast.
Yes, I do.
And when they're starting out, you know, they at some point they all get a big break.
Yes.
And a lot of times they're asked, how far would you be willing to go with nudity or, you know, with, you know, intimate scenes or whatever?
Yeah, sure.
And that's a really hard decision because some girls that do it get, you know, take off. And other
girls that do it get unbelievable awards. Halle Berry did it in Monsters Ball.
Right.
Elizabeth
right.
Shue did it in Leaving Las Vegas.
So I'm
very.
Right. I'm actually sympathetic to, like, Lindsay, when I asked you that question, I was generally interested in your answer because I wouldn't. I certainly would support you no matter what you decided to do, but you're right. There are ramifications from that that you sometimes don't see before you do it. Like, we work for Disney. They very well might suspend you if you did that. I don't know. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't.
If it wasn't a big deal, like, for my job, I feel like I would totally do it.
Yeah. And for that kind of money?
That's a lot of money for me.
Question. Yeah. Can you hear what's going on in my house?
No. But no. I know that it has to do with bamboo.
Yeah, no, there's the DWP has come out, and they're chopping down part of my bamboo. And it's loud as hell, and I guess they have the right to do it because it's sort of close to the wires.
We can, and which is smart, by the way. It'll stop a fire from happening. As someone who had a fire in his shed during the show last
night. Oh, that's right. The old shed fire.
But Mace, I will say this in general, and Lindsay and Jorge will back me up. Most of the things you're worried about us hearing, we can't hear. Like, even that time your dog went crazy.
You couldn't really hear the dog?
No, if you just would have kept going, you would have been fine. And we all like dogs. Like, Chewy barks every once in a while. We just keep going.
He snores really loud,
too. Chewy snores really loud.
Yeah, he's snoring really loud right now. That's why you guys can't hear that.
Like, so, no, we do not hear the bamboo guys.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, all right. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it.
All right, wait, Mace, you didn't answer your the wheel of questions. Oh, the wheel of questions for you.
Yeah, the answer is hell yes. $10,000,
Plus, Mace. I hope you don't get mad at me.
I'm going to if you say what I think you're going to say.
No, but this is, was basically you every time you went to the Olympics before you met Juan, right?
Yeah, I didn't get any
money,
though.
You didn't even need the $10,000.
I didn't get any money, but I definitely got something. All right, coming up next for you, John, let's do this. I was watching. Now, look what's happened. I watched the end of the U.S. Open yesterday.
Really?
And it made me think of one thing that Jon Rahm did that I could never do.
Okay.
That's coming up next for you. Don't forget Fast Track at 1:55, about 15 minutes from right now. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Golly gee, Laker fans. So I got a text from Not Stepdad Leo. By the way, Not Stepdad Leo was on the show on Friday.
Excellent.
In honor of Father's Day.
How did he do?
He lost to Ramona's dad, Jim Shelburne, in a little trivia contest. But that surprises me.
I would have bet on Leo. I don't know Ramona's dad, but I would have bet on Leo.
Wait, what happened was Leo got every single answer, which Ramona's dad had no clue, and then the last answer, Mace made it worth the final question worth all the points, and the question was, who's the best radio personality in L.A.? And, of course, he said Mason, and so he won.
And, by the way, Not Stepdad Leo, his plan was to say Ramona.
And did he?
No, he didn't get, wasn't quick enough to the buzzer.
Oh, gotcha.
And anyway, he says today, what if I put up a pic of your mom on OnlyFans?
Now, if she can find the one where she took off her underwear and threw it at Tom Jones, we may be on to something.
Yes. Well, no, we later found out she wasn't. Yeah, I don't even think about that. She wasn't wearing any.
That's right.
Leo says we will split the $156,000between him and Donna. I say, Mom, go for it.
Hey,
go for it.
You be you, Donna. Whatever makes it work.
But if you're a husband or a boyfriend and your girlfriend says, I want to start an OnlyFans page, and it's not porn, but it's going to be, what would you call it? Nudity.
Right.
Just nudity. And you knew she was going to make a good living at it. Would you find that to be acceptable?
I don't think it would bother me. I would leave it completely up to Lisa. But I don't know if you've heard the story. Paulina Gretzky, who dates Dustin Johnson, and they have two kids together.
By the way, I want to put that out there. 877-710-ESPN. Would you let your wife have an OnlyFans page that has some nudity if it meant making some money? 877-710-ESPN.
So Paulina was offered, I think it was $50,000, to do a spread in Playboy.
Right.
And she said to Dustin, what do you think? And his response was, I'll pay you double that if you don't do it. He was really? Yeah, he didn't want her to do it. And so she didn't. But I think it's completely a woman's choice. If she wants to do it, I would
Support it. Even if Lisa wants to lay it all out there, you're cool.
I would say, if that's what you want to do, honey, you be you. Go for it.
Because you know what you could say? All these suckers are paying to see it, and I get it for free every night.
Hey, mine.
Exactly.
There you go.
Now, what's the John Rahm thing?
Okay, so John Rahm won the U.S. Open. He seems like a super nice guy.
Yeah.
It's nice to see somebody who's not Bryson DeChambeau all ripped up.
Although, how about Mace? How about Bryson DeChambeau 8 over on the last 8 holes?
Just fell apart. Just fell apart. But John Rahm seems like a super nice guy. And he, of course, what is 2 or 3 weeks ago, was leading the memorial.
2 weeks ago.
Leading the memorial.
By six shots.
And they came to him and said, I'm sorry, you've tested positive for COVID. You have to go home. Now, for me, that would be so soul-crushing.
Yeah, he lost $1.5 million. By the way, it was after 3 rounds. He was 18 holes away from winning $1.5 million.
I don't believe I would have survived it. I don't believe I could have kept my head together. I don't think if somebody took $1 million and I knew that I had a chance to win that tournament and I, chances are, was heading towards the victory, I'm not sure if I could pull it back together. I'm probably not the guy that bounces back from that and wins the U.S. Open. Are
so
you?
A funny thing happened after that happened to John Rahm. All these guys, like all these golfers know each other, all right?
Yeah.
Like current, former, it's like the PGA fraternity is pretty tight.
Yeah.
So Rahm said he started getting all these texts from people like Nick Faldo and Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player and all these like Hall of Fame golfers that said, like Faldo said, 1986, I led after 3 rounds, $500,000. I signed the wrong scorecard, and they kicked me out of the tournament.
Oh, God.
He said, forget it. Treat it like a putt that just lipped out. He said, you can't do anything about it. Look forward. And Rahm said he got so much support from people that he's like, his only thing was, oh, man, all these guys have been through it. I just can't wait to get back out there, which is why, by the way, he was the favorite going into the U.S. Open. The betting favorite was John Rahm.
Oh, wow.
And I actually picked him in a golf pool I was in.
Yeah.
But the other two people I picked were Phil Mickelson and Will Zalatoris. They were both so bad that I didn't even finish in the top 10. I mean, even though I picked the winner.
Even though you had the winner. Wow.
Yeah. And
hey,
so,
real quick, let's go to George and Corona. George, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, so about my wife having an OnlyFans account, I would, not that she has one, but I would allow my wife to go to a bar with me and have her go and have a guy buy her a drink as I sit back waiting for her to return back with a drink that was bought by another guy. I mean, that's what I would be willing to do. Yeah,
that's a total scam.
Now, wait a minute. But what about if your wife comes to you and says, I've been offered $100,000 to pose naked in this magazine. I'm thinking about doing it. What do you say?
Oh, I go for it. I mean, if I'm willing to sell her out for a drink, I think $100,000 in the picture.
Yeah, you're willing to sell her out for an old fashioned.
Well, I don't know. Some old fashions are pretty good.
Yeah. All right. George, sounds like you've got a great marriage there. Thanks very much for calling, man. I don't know how I would feel if Juan did it. I suppose if it was $100,000, it'd be okay. Much less, and I would say, let's think twice about this.
Lindsay's stock line of I'm worth more than that is probably good.
Negotiating, exactly.
Oh, so Beto, I was in a second golf pool that Beto turned me on to, and he just texted me and said, you finished 57th out of 59 entries in the golf.
Really? Did you have the winner or no?
No, not in Beto's. In Beto's, since I was in the other one, I took three different guys in
Beto's.
So
Beto had a golf pool?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't Beto invite? You know, Beto's got a thing. He will not invite me to do his stuff.
He would invite you to do this. I'll get you into the next one. Yeah,
I'll get you into
the British Open. It's fun.
I like a little action. You know what I'm saying? A little action is what I'm looking for.
I basically, yeah, and they're fun. Then you watch the tournament and you're really into it. I thought what you were going to say was that John Rahm got up and down out of the sand.
Did you see the tweet of me trying to get out of the sand?
Well, I was there. Remember?
No. I practiced last week bunker shots.
Are you any better?
I was 1 for 3.
That's not bad.
No, that was good. I got a 33% chance of getting out of a bunker.
Yeah, not bad at all.
I don't think. Hang on a second, Jason and Downey. Jason, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? So I'm here to comment on the OnlyFans thing.
Yep.
I am 1 week anniversary of being married to my beautiful and gorgeous wife.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I actually called a few months ago, and we were a little worried we weren't able to have it, but we were able to have it, so it was a great day.
Awesome.
So if we were boyfriend girlfriend, I probably would say no, but then I realized, now that we signed the paper, we said I do, if she's going to make $100,000, half of that is mine. So let's pay for wife. Your body, your rules. Let's go. Have a great day, boys.
Thanks, man. He's all in. 100 grand is 100 grand.
Beto says he texted you, but he has the wrong number, so I'm sending him your correct number now.
Okay, good.
All right.
Yeah, because I thought I've gotten a chill from Beto. By the way, you know what I noticed? This is weird. So Scott Kaplan from the SLK show.
Yeah.
I noticed over the weekend that he will retweet compliments.
Right. Well, you know, but remember we asked him about this on the show.
Did we?
I was going to say, you just noticed this? He's always done this.
Yeah, he's always done it.
His answer to why he does, what Cap's answer to why he does that is he's trying to encourage a network of followers. He wants everybody, he wants to recognize the people that follow him so he'll get more followers. His thought is if he retweets the compliments and says, hey, thanks very much, blah, 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 that other people will think, hey, if I compliment Kaplan, and so he thinks it'll build his audience.
That's engagement. It's a form of engagement.
Right, but that's a better way of putting it. Does he retweet them, or does he just answer them?
No, he retweets them and answers them.
That looks bad. Answering them is cool. I'll occasionally answer a nice comment when that happens. From time to time, I get something nice.
Oh, you get nice comments?
I was going to say, most of the comments we get in this show are like, shocking. What are you idiots doing?
It's shocking. Yeah, I get the worst of it on this. You know, my mom said, why are they so mean to you on your show? I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm just the whipping boy around here.
No. I remember it's what we talked about a couple weeks ago. You want to be if the audience is rating you 1 through 5, you want to be a 5 or a 1.
Five for hate, one if they love you, one if they hate you.
You don't want any of the 2, 3s, and 4s.
Right.
That's you. You're a 1 or a 5.
Yeah, 1 or 5.
I probably hopefully get some 2s and some 4s, but you.
Yeah,
and hopefully we'd neither one of us get 3s. But
yeah, exactly.
All right, go ahead.
Coming up for you next is Fast Track. Ireland and I have not done Fast Track in a while.
Yeah, mine's good because I've had a week to work on it.
Yeah, it'll be good. And we got all the usual stuff coming up. We got Radio Tinder in about 45 minutes from right now. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.